Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the June 1st, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed as the Hearing Examiner for Chelan County by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which includes conditional use permits. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. The hearing process has rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. First of all, for each item, staff will present their report to make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Next, the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. If somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against one of these projects, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony that they wish to make. If you are going to testify, I'm going to have you unmute yourself. I'll ask you to state your name and address, and then I'll swear you in as a witness. I'd ask you to keep your testimony relevant to the applications that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of those proposals. And if you have something in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings or requests for reconsideration, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you really should seek immediate legal advice. Now, I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in either of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. Then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, including all those attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents, there have been comments that have come through, there's SEPA documents. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. Okay, hearing none, we're going to turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is, as I indicated, a conditional use permit. This is given application number CUP22-070. This is a permit request for a winery tasting room and other improvements on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, the comments, the SEPA documents, noticing documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I'll admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Andy. So this first one, CUP 2022-070, is an application for a CUP for a winery tasting room that will have more than 1,500 square feet of retail space. Upon completion of the tasting room, the existing tasting room and wine production building would be converted into office space for the winery operation. The project location is at 300 Ivan Morris Road in Manson, and it's for the Hard Road to Hoe Winery. The subject property is mostly within the AC zoning district. So for this CUP, commercial building permit would need to be obtained for the proposed tasting room and case storage room, and then a change of use permit would need to be obtained for converting the existing structures into office space. Along with the building permit submittal, we would need a landscaping plan in compliance with Chelan County Code Chapter 1550, mainly just landscaping around the parking area. is what is required. And then also we would need a letter of compliance to be submitted prior to commencement of the proposed winery tasting room, including a parking and circulation plan that is approved by Public Works. The applicant is being required by Public Works to construct an internal access road to meet the rural emergency vehicle access road with emergency turnaround standards, and also obtain a Chelan County approach permit. Lastly, the applicant is required to dedicate additional right-of-way to make the right-of-way on Ivan Morris Road 30 feet from the center line. And for this CUP, food and beverage service is allowed, and this is defined as catered food, prepackaged food for activities such as the winery tasting room. Restaurants are not an allowed use in the AC zoning district. And this CUP application is for the tasting room only. If it were to be used for a wedding and or other events, they would need to obtain their CUP to include places of private and public assembly. So staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval of CUP 2022-070.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. White. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, we are.
Good morning, Mr. Smith. Could you state your full name for the record and an address?
Good morning. Yeah, Todd Smith, 220 US Highway 2, Leavenworth, Washington, 98826.
All right, thank you. Have you raised your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And Mr. Smith, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicants today?
Yes, I am. And then later, if it's okay, Mr. Kottkamp, to have another, the owner, Don Phelps, testify just as any additive. So just in process going through that to just foreshadowing.
Okay, not a problem. When you're done, I'll ask Mr. Phelps if he has anything he wants to add.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. White and Mr. Kottkamp, thanks for the time today, and thanks for pretty straightforward CUP recommendations of approval. We really don't take any issue with any of the conditions, except for we wanted to discuss the topic of recommended conditions of approval number 24, the right-of-way dedication topic. We find this a bit onerous in that. So I'm going to read, I have a little statement here. The comment requires a 30-foot right-of-way dedication from the center line of Ivan Morris Road pursuant to Chelan County Title 11.88.070, Section 3, which states an applicant for a development permit under this title shall dedicate, when determined necessary by the county, right-of-way in conformance with the provisions contained in Chapter 15.30 and RCW 82.02.020. Well, we wanted to get clarity on this, if this is in fact a development permit versus a conditional use permit. And our feeling is that it's not a development permit. We're not changing any land designation and or changes in parcel really use for that matter, although, you know, Alex stated there was going to be a requirement for a change of use in the existing building tasting room. The confines of the project are there's an existing use that is tasting and accessory office space in an existing building with ancillary winery production facilities. And what we're planning on doing is making a new tasting room, and then converting those existing building or the existing building into ancillary support structure for the winery operation. So there's no fundamental change in use. There's no fundamental change in development. And even so, even then, the per Chelan County Public Works, the use of the land is not changing, and the Public Works has determined the project does not significantly increase traffic or change the road use class. And so the necessity to dedicate the additional right of way is really unclear. I know in the future that would be something that if plans were changed in development plan or any master plan changes, Ivan Morse Road coming up to county standards. But I'm going to get to that. So Chelan County Transportation's long range plan indicates improvements to the switchback on Ivan Morse Road, yet there's nothing else proposed in the 20-year plan, which seems to necessitate the additional right of way. There are no changes in use within this application, nor is this a development permit application, just a shifting and placement of the new tasting room. While we understand the principle of the right-of-way dedication, there are no plans for redevelopment of this road from a county perspective that we're aware of. And there are no required improvements within the conditions of approval of that frontage either. So, however, while we understand the principle, we'd like to avoid a dedication right now. Sorry for the background noise. I apologize. What we'd like to do in response to that condition is submit a no protest statement to dedication when plans are made for Ivan Morse to the for the county to have on record. So when improvements are intended, the document recorded on title stating, hey, there's no protest, no contest. Yes, dedication happens, but right now that dedication would then negate current grape growing and agricultural practices along that road when there's really no increased use or increased class or anything that I stated prior. So I'd love for you, Mr. Hearing Examiner, to take that into account as that's the only topic that we'd like to kind of protest a little bit from the conditions, if that's clear.
It is clear. What is Ivan Morse at that point? How wide is it right now? Do you have that number?
Not in front of me. The Alex and or Don, if Don can be sworn in.
Right now, Ivan Morse is a 40-foot right-of-way with a 21-foot pavement surface. So essentially, they're looking to dedicate an additional, 10 to 20 feet, depending on where in the right-of-way the road is built. And also, just for clarification on that, like when in the code, when it talks about development, it's talking about like building permits submittal as opposed to like, actual. I mean, that's what the development is intended to mean in that portion of the code.
Okay. Because I think what we, so that would amount to a dedication of close to over how many feet? Can we swear Don in too? I'm sorry, just so he can state as well.
All right. Don't. Does the applicant and property owner want to testify?
Yes, please.
All right. I'll have you state your name and an address for the record.
Don Phelps, P.O. Box 159, Chelan 98816.
Mr. Phelps, I'll have you raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And sir, you are the property owner and the applicant, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, what would you like to tell me?
Well, in my review of the code and requirements authorizing dedication of right-of-ways, it states that the county has to have identified a need for, not just speculate there's a need for, but actually identify a need for right-of-way in order to acquire it. And the six-year street plan doesn't have anything on it for Ivan Morse Road. The 20-year county long-range plan only includes the switchback itself on that. There's no plan for the road itself either at that point. The switchback itself currently has 38 feet of asphalt on it. In addition to that, there are guardrails, ditches, cut slopes on the outside. So they're already using basically the full 60 feet there as it is. Further down on the road ranges from 16 to 19 feet, varying where you're at on it. It's not consistent by any means. There was another question, I think, about that, but I might note the property is actually in two parcels. There's a smaller parcel where the switchback is located. Ivan Morse sold the county right away in 1913, I believe it was, going up through there. I've mapped the right-of-way that they purchased at the time. The switchback is completely outside the right-of-way, further to the east and south of the actual existing right-of-way. You couldn't have put a road where they had the right-of-way. I think they must design it strictly for horse trail, but because they couldn't have put a road up there, it would have been a 25% grade straight up the hill.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Phelps?
No, not unless it's a question.
There's not. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, and just to add the right-of-way dedication, I wanted to get clarity from Don on the length of that on the frontage. It amounts to 400, 500 feet.
Well, if it's applied to both parcels that we own there, it would be all the way from Mike Keyes Road up past the switchback. So you're talking about 900 feet, 1,000 feet along that side of the road, plus we own on the other side of the switchback. So you'd be talking another 500 feet down to Roses Avenue and along. So altogether, you'd be about 2,400 feet, or not 2,400, probably 1,500 feet close to it of easement, some on both sides of the road, some on one side. It amounted between 3/4 of an acre and an acre of land altogether.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
Okay. Anything further, Mr. Smith?
That's it. Just a consideration of that in light of these conditions.
All right, and other than proposed condition of approval number 24, does the applicant agree with all the remaining conditions of approval?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, and other than the discussion regarding proposed condition 24 in the staff report, does the applicant agree with all the other representations set forth within the staff report?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, I'll take a look at that very, very carefully, the issue that you've raised. I'll turn this over to the public now. Was there any member of the public that came to testify on this matter? And all I see is a telephone number that ends in 1850. Did you wish to testify on this matter? All right, hearing none, is there anything further from staff?
I guess on this issue, on the right-of-way issue, I would have to defer to Public Works since it is their condition that they want it based on this. It's something that if you wanted to, I could follow up with Andrew Bruner to see if he was amenable to having the no contest clause that Mr. Smith did mention.
All right, just a second, Mr. Smith. So how much additional time are you thinking about? Till Friday, maybe?
I think it would be quicker than that. I think it would be something that would be able to have an answer by the end of the day.
All right, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, and I was just, we were curious of other instances of this for similar uses in terms of precedence. Don, I think we talked about this, just understanding, are there other examples along this road or other developments up in the Manson area that have necessitated this for a continued use or a conditional use of a likeness? So, but we're...
Do you want a continuance so that you can investigate that, or?
And no continuation. Just a consideration of that, no protest, because we understand it, but it's a bit onerous at the time being when there's no plans to take any action from a public works standpoint in terms of development of road infrastructure.
It is a pretty common requirement for CUPs, especially throughout the Manson area. So the other CUPs that have been approved have had to dedicate the right of way.
All right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the record open until 5 p.m. today for the county to provide whatever they response they would like to regarding the applicant's concerns with proposed condition of approval 24 and their proposal for a no protest dedication. And then, Mr. Smith, after you get that, if you want to have the record kept open, or if you want to reopen the record to allow the applicant to submit a response, all you have to do is ask and tell me how long you need, and then I will send an email order out to that effect. So, all right, are there any questions, Mr. White?
None.
All right, thank you. Mr. Smith or Mr. Phelps, any questions?
Nope. No.
All right, terrific. So the record's open until 5 p.m. today, at which time it will close unless there's a request to reopen it from the applicant. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll turn to the last item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application as well. It's given application number CUP 22-157. This is an application for a two-bedroom bed and breakfast within the Leavenworth Urban Growth Area, a property that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all of the application materials, all of the agency and public comments that have come through, all the noticing documents and SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. I will indeed admit the entire planning staff file into the record this time by this reference. And once again, turn this matter over to Mr. White for his presentation.
Thank you, Andy. So this is an application for a CUP to utilize two bedrooms in the existing residence located at 12195 Emig Drive as a bed and breakfast. The parcel is zoned RL10 and is within the Leavenworth UGA. As part of the application materials, the applicant supplied the floor plan of their existing residence along with a management plan for guests to abide by. Two parking spaces are provided for adjacent use to the residence. The applicants have an existing joint use well and septic system, both permitted by the Chelan Douglas Health District. The proposed bed and breakfast is an allowed use through obtaining a CUP in the RL10 zoning of the Leavenworth UGA. Staff has reviewed the application materials, comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval of CUP 2022-157.
All right. Thank you very much. I've reviewed all of your materials that you have submitted. I don't have any questions for staff. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, sir, I'll have you state your name and address for me, and then I'll swear you in.
Cody Murdoch, 12195 Emig Drive, Leavenworth, Washington, and also the 1850 is my wife, Amber Murdoch.
Oh, okay.
So present, so.
Well, we'll start with you. Can you raise your right hand again for me?
Yes, sir.
There we go. I mean, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And you are the property owner and applicant along with your wife, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what would you like to tell me about this project?
I have been working exclusively with a county for many, many years. When we first started out in 2017, I called the county to ask them what I needed to do to operate as a short-term rental. At the time, there was no process. I've been in full support of the entire process. I know it doesn't pertain necessarily to this matter. But long story on that one, the application was denied through the county due to me residing within the Leavenworth UGA. So I've been advised to go about this from the bed and breakfast side of it. I've reviewed all the documents. I've submitted my business license, my management plan in accordance with all the other rules, regulations. I believe that I meet all of those. I have noted here that I will need to fill out the annual fire and safety certificate is one of the pending items left to complete on this list in the event that you're in agreement that we have met all the codes and requirements in order to proceed.
All right. There are certain provisions because you are within the urban growth area, certain provisions of the Leavenworth Municipal Code that you'll also have to comply with. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I've been in talks with the city administrators there as well. Again, we've been very responsible owner operators from day one and will continue to be so.
Do you agree with all of the proposed conditions of approval? Have you had a chance to review those, and do you have any objection to any of those?
No, sir.
No, you haven't looked at them or no?
Yes, I have reviewed them. No, I don't have any questions. I might follow up with Alex White on possibly one or two just remaining questions on how to proceed with some things, just fine tuning some details. But no, I'm in agreement with all the recommendations and have reviewed all of those.
And the staff report, you've taken a look at the staff report. Do you have any objection with any of the representations set forth within the staff report?
No, sir.
All right, perfect. I think one of, there's many proposed conditions of approval, but I think for a bed and breakfast, one of the essential conditions is that you reside on site at any time that you have guests there. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir. We've always operated under the other code, which was listed as a tier one owner occupied, and that's how we plan on continuing to do so.
All right, terrific. Anything else you'd like to tell me, sir?
No, I think that's it. Again, you'll see my property management plan and all my conditions of use to continue to operate as a responsible owner.
And did your wife wish to testify today? If you do, you can unmute yourself. If you are happy with what your husband said, you can just stay muted. All right, did you wish to
testify?
Everything
sounds great, thank you.
All right.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'd note for the record that there are no members of the public here today. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
All right, then Mr. and Mrs. Murdoch, what I'm gonna do is I am gonna close the public record portion of the hearing at this time. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. I should be able to have my decision out by the end of this week. Well, that's what I'll shoot for. So there are no other items on today's agenda. So I'm now going to adjourn this June 1st, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Thank you all very much for coming. This meeting's adjourned. Have a great week.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.